entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. The finest network of podcasts. That's right, I said finest. I don't need to correct myself. The finest network of podcasts to spend most of their time talking about feces. We had to qualify it, though. With such shows as Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, and this one, the DJ New Style Show with me. My name is Ken. And with me, as always, your friend and mine, ladies and gentlemen, the amazing and illustrious guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
Having you say that I'm illustrious, that's really cool. But I have even better news.
Better news than you.
Better than being illustrious.
Than me lying about you.
Well, yeah. Okay. I don't know if you're a Yankees fan.
I'm not.
I don't know if
most people.
Speaking of which, they just won in the bottom of the ninth, walk off home run, Ichiro Suzuki. But
I like that little Japanese fella. He's a good dude.
I like him too. He's a funny
dude.
Little monkey.
Well, hold on. We don't need to get racist.
I'm not getting racist. He's the only one. He's the only one that looks like a monkey. Japanese people don't look like monkeys, but he does. There's some white people.
Dig yourself out of that hole.
Just people of all races that look like monkeys. But anyway, if you
stay tuned
baseball,
for hour two, where Steve will talk about all the extra tendons that Ichiro has in his legs.
He does. It's a mutation.
Jesus Christ.
But if you follow baseball at all, Alex Rodriguez has been in and out of baseball. He's been out the entire year. Yankee fans just basically hate A-Rod.
Yeah.
And basically everybody that likes baseball hates A-Rod. So 2 days ago, he starts a Twitter account. Now, he's been just mocked on Facebook and mocked on Instagram, and now he starts a Twitter account. So today, he says that he was cleared for baseball activities because he's been injured. And basically, nobody said this in the entire Yankees organization except for him. So the GM of the Yankees, Brian Cashman, this guy is great. He said, Alex needs to shut the fuck up. He goes, I'm going to call him now. Yo, he said this in an interview. He says Alex needs to shut the fuck up. That's and awesome. I thought that was just great coming from the Yankees GM.
So he actually got A-Rod on Twitter, and it's verified. And he does have that exact tweet that he got the green light to play some games again.
Yeah.
And I think within three replies, Twitter is demanding to see the paintings of him as a centaur. Like, nobody's like, congratulations, or that's good news, or you're my favorite player. No. They're busting on him about his own fucking...
Yeah. Instantly.
His own ego.
Yeah.
To commission. So, Steve, you know what? We do have an artist in the Hear Us Talk family. Sandwich Humor Jeff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I may commission him to have paintings done...
Done of A-Rod?
Of you as a centaur.
Me as a centaur?
But a tired one. That spends most of the time playing old gaming systems.
Nice.
Yes. That's what I want. Half horse, half man, love of Dreamcast.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I think it would be good.
Would be very good.
We'll see. We'll, the details are in the works.
All right.
In the works. So that's your good news. Cashman, is it, told A-Rod to shut the fuck up?
Yeah.
Or said that he suggested that he should.
He said Alex should shut the fuck up.
And by the way, we have a Twitter account as well. It's DJ New Style Show on Twitter. And our buddy Frank Skintags, the first and possibly only person to have picked their Twitter name as a show reference to our podcast.
literally referring to the many skin tags on Frank the Germ Freak's body. Frank's skin tags is replying, "Great show so far, Steve Dean." I guess referencing the Paula Deen incident, where she had been racist, an elderly Southern woman,
30 years ago. I'm sure it's been like that, just not documented as heavily.
She did it on the way to that fucking apology.
I'm sure she did.
She actually arrived to that apology in a buggy pulled by black people.
Yep.
She's like, what's driving wrong? Miss what's wrong? I'm paying them. I don't care. I think it's all bullshit. The Paula Deen thing. Like, do you give a fuck?
I don't give a fuck. I just find it fascinating that people are surprised that an old fat lady who cooks with fucking strictly butter and sugar in every recipe would go on a limb and say a racial slur.
Yeah,
I think people being surprised about it is just you have to have your head in the hole if you think everybody
does it. Make the biscuits any less delicious?
Oh no!
Does it make you want to use butter any less?
No, but she's not going to have much of a career after this.
I'm sure she'll do just fine. That young pup, healthy as a fucking horse.
I do know the day after all this info broke, fat people were lining up at a restaurant in wherever it is, Georgia or Alabama, and there was a picture outside one of her restaurants, and there was not a low BMI in the picture at all.
Occupy Bob's Big Boy. What the fuck was it? What shitty fucking roadside restaurant were they holed up in? Supporters of Paula Deen would protest, but have to be near bacon.
I don't even know what they're protesting. What, like freedom to be a racist? I mean, is that a freedom?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think so.
I don't really know. I think the whole thing with her is that it's not like she's made the topic of her cooking show what Paula thinks about the blacks. Never came up on the show. I guess she had an employee that was miffed and maybe discriminated against. I don't know. But it hasn't affected the fucking show, has it? I mean, she still makes the same down-home fucking unhealthy
bullshit.
No, the show's
off the air. It's off the Food Network.
Well, now it is. But I'm saying it wouldn't have been if this wasn't so stressed and brought out. What is the go-to fat person restaurant? I went with Bob's Big Boy. But we're getting people saying Waffle House, Roy Rogers.
Denny's?
Denny's is like an older. But I think old or drunk when I hear Denny's.
Geriatric.
Tell me Cracker Barrel, and I think
stupid.
Undiscerning traveler.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I don't know. Well, what is the de facto
I think it's just McDonald's,
example?
Man.
Just McDonald's? I
think it's straight up McDonald's.
I don't know. That seems like everybody would go. You would eat something at McDonald's if it was brought to you. If someone gave you a fucking bag of food, like, hey, I got all this free fucking McDonald's, you wouldn't eat any of it?
Not at all.
Bullshit.
It's not bullshit. I would not eat McDonald's.
When's
ever.
The last time you've eaten McDonald's?
Has to be 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
Wow. What turned you around?
Well, I got away from fast food, and then just more and more things I heard about McDonald's. Then that study came out where it wasn't a study.
No, it was some asshole who made a movie. Yeah. and shut his fucking vital parts of his body down by eating way too many fries.
Oh no, it wasn't that. It was the guy that took he made like a homemade burger, a Wendy's burger, McDonald's burger, Burger King burger, and just put them on the side of his garage, just out in the air for a year.
I've seen that, yeah.
And the McDonald's burger was the only one that was just completely unaffected. And the guy opened up the top of the bun. The cheese was still pristine. The burger was still exactly the same.
It is impressive. You'll never find a moldy component of anything at McDonald's. Maybe lettuce, maybe tomatoes, like the vegetables, sure. But meat, potatoes, whatever, dude. That shit.
Anything they can just pour preservatives into and just make it into semi-edible plastic.
I mean, there's a reason why they ship frozen patties to fucking McDonald's. But I'll tell you, I'll eat that shit right now, even if it plasticizes me.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something. It smells delicious. It tastes good. God damn it. If I'm in bad enough of a mood, I'll be like, fuck it, I'm going to McDonald's. Fuck it. No dinner tonight. Fuck it. Or if like Amanda's going out or has like an appointment or something and she's not going to be around for dinner, it's like, well, it looks like it's either a Wendy's or a McDonald's night tonight. Yep. And I just eat out of a fucking bag. Like a hobo with fucking who found a 20. Just go nuts. Oh, I'll be apple pie.
Oh, well, apple pie. 42. Steel reserves.
No. And I'm not that desperate.
Steve. Well, I'm just saying if you were a hobo.
Well, I'm so sorry. So I guess McDonald's is your... I just think that's the I don't think that's an explicitly a fat restaurant. I mean, you'll see a skinny person in a McDonald's. It's not like...
Well, you know what is implicitly a fat restaurant? What any is? Buffet.
Okay.
Any
all now we're getting buffet. There. The old yeah. country buffet.
Just any kind. Any buffet, anywhere.
Old country buffet has like a water feature. But it's part of the meal. It's made out of chocolate. It's got like a fucking, it's got like the fountain of chocolate the size of the fountain in the beginning of Married with Children. It's a nice. Fucking gigantic chocolate fountain that they have various dipping bullshit. I'm uncomfortable in buffets. I don't like it. I'll eat them at a Vegas hotel. I'll go to a buffet then, but. Like, in my everyday life, I don't want a meal from a fucking buffet. If I'm out traveling, sure. But, like, I don't want to make that, like, oh, we're going to go out for food. Oh, where are we going to go? We're going to go to the place where they cook stuff the quickest, and you can eat as much of it as you want. And everybody can touch it and put their fingers on it. And their kids don't stop licking their hands
kids at
and touching
awful.
Nuggets.
Yeah.
Just fucking hideous. It's not just the buffets. It's even at like the fucking supermarket. This weekend I was getting all these vegetables and shit. Every weekend I buy peppers, carrots, cucumbers, celery, and I just chop them up and then it lasts me the week for lunch. I just fucking bring those things and eat them for lunch. And I noticed that there was this one woman with her arm in a fucking sling. So who knows what her issue is, but she's got a cart and she's operating with one hand and she has a kid running around and she's barking orders at him. Like, we need two red peppers, okay? Okay, sweetie? Maddie, sweetie, we need two red peppers. Okay, Mom. And he's going and fucking licking four of his fingers at the same time. Ugh. Like he's about to flip the thickest page you could ever fucking imagine. And just reaching into this bin of peppers. Nope, 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 nope. Is this good? No? Okay. Nope. Nope. This one's good. Yeah, whatever. Just get one. Every fucking... I had to go and start ahead of them. I whatever was behind there, don't even look back. I was going to... I felt like I would turn into a pillar of saliva-fused salt. So I had to go ahead of them and their progress, and it was a race against time to get my fucking produce without this fucking disgusting kid... pawing at the fucking corn and the fucking the carrots and all the loose shit. Just terrible. Fucking hate it. Is there anything worse than just a kid who has access to fucking like food and stuff that you're gonna ingest or bring into your home? Nothing worse.
Kids are generally terrible, so.
Yeah. They are. I agree, Steve.
They carry, you know, disease and.
So did you have a good week? Let's get. I get it. We kids are the new rats. We got it.
Yeah.
Did you have a good week, Steve?
Yeah, I had a great week.
What did
it was
you do?
Wonderful.
What was the highlight of your week?
I didn't have any highlights.
No, that's
Brian Cashman telling Hey Rod to shut the fuck up.
But that just happened. So you just
that was the highlight of my week.
So you just lived seven miserable days, just yes. waiting for that one quip. Beautiful. We had at work. We had what is known as a team building exercise.
Oh.
Now, you may think, when I say this, that there are trust falls and there are rallies to try and strengthen the company.
Trust falls?
No, nothing like that. Instead, they've gone with, for several years before I've even gotten there, they have started the Olympics. They do a series of events. We break up into teams. We all pick our silly fucking names. We get team shirts. And we compete. and I take it fucking seriously. Some people don't. Some people think it's just a day to goof off. I take this shit fucking seriously. These are not bullshit events, Steve. Like what?
Sure, they're not.
What is an event you'd expect to see at a company Olympics?
Javelin.
No, sadly, no javelin.
That would be the greatest one to have.
Yeah, no, it would be bad because there's always a disgruntled employee, someone that's been working for months on the same fucking tedious project who's just waiting for the day to get their hands in that fucking throwable spear. Just put it through a few people. No, no javelin, Steve.
Maybe like the old school egg roll that you had in field day, elementary school, like where you take like an egg and you got to roll it.
At a lesser company, maybe, Steve. We have the events such as events at the caliber of paper football. That is an event. You've never played? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, like the one you play in high school?
Hold on. I work at a politically correct company, so they call it paper football. But you may know it as Chinese football.
I never heard it called that either. We just called it football.
You just called it football. Well, this is where you fold the little piece of paper up into a triangle.
It's a triangle. Yeah.
And you have to get it to hang over the fucking edge. Now, Steve, I bullshit you not. Weeks leading up to this event, people are practicing. People are I'm not even kidding. They stay later to fucking practice the craft because there is a very, very nice prize for the team, for every member of the team that wins, that accrues the most points, that succeeds on the Olympics field of victory. What would you think a suitable prize is, Steve?
For winning the paper football tournament?
Mm-mm.
The whole thing.
The entire fucking thing. Coming away with the most points. This is a three-day event, by the way.
I would hope it was like a cash prize, but maybe...
In a sense, it can be. It can be seen as that. Now, there's one day in June, one day in July, and one day in August that this happens.
So wait, this is all cumulative over the course of 2 months?
Three, I guess. I mean, June, July, August, sure.
Well...
Yeah,
July to August is 2 months.
Sure. There's three months that contain a day of events.
How about I understand that point.
Okay. Anyway, Steve, all different events each day, and at the end of the events, a winning team is crowned, and you get the illustrious prize. Everybody on the member, every member of the team. I just stumbled because I said illustrious again. The wonderful prize. Of an extra day off.
Oh, that's... I mean, a paid day off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A goddamn extra vacation day.
That's pretty good.
So it's not bad. So this is serious fucking business. You want to get that, because vacation days are...
Oh, yeah, I agree.
It's a commodity.
If that was me, I would start practicing also.
Yeah. So I'm practiced up. I'm doing okay. And then it's time... Now it's time to play. Now I'm faced with an opponent... who has not practiced worth a goddamn. I'm doing my part. See, here's how it works, Steve. Four of your teammates square up against four of the opponent's team, and you're on either side of the table, and it's divided into several fields. So now, paper football, Chinese football, whatever you call it, you slide the football across the table, and if you overhang it, you get a touchdown.
And then you
do the extra point kick thing.
All right.
Right? So what's happening here... is I'm doing well. The rest of my team is getting their fucking ass kicked. So now all my practice is going to shit. We lost that fucking event. We didn't win a goddamn fucking event that fucking day. Whether it was punt, pass, kick.
So this was the
whether
first
it was
one, you're saying,
some fucking relay race thing where you tie shit to rope. I don't know what it was. We fucking failed. We lost every fucking event. We didn't advance in the tournament for any fucking event. It was miserable. And I'm pretty upset. I'm not fucking happy about this. And people want to put on a good a fucking nice face about it. They're like, hey, it's all fun, right? It's all fun. No, this is bullshit. This is serious. This is fucking time off on the line. You understand? I'm not a 10-year veteran of the company. I don't have fucking hours to spare. I have a fucking strategy employed to maximize my coverage throughout the year. You know?
Yeah. Ugh. Your teammates don't. You need to instill. You need to lead by example. And pull
Look,
them
Steve,
through
I'm
the
one man.
Fire.
I'm one fucking goddamn Chinese football playing dynamo. I can't fucking bring this team around. I can't inspire leader. I can't inspire good performance. I trained
with them.
I'm not good at throwing practice. A football, but I entered the fucking punt, pass, kick. I excelled. I did well. Everybody else, no good. We got fucked, Steve. It's not going our way.
What was that pump pass kick? What was that for distance?
Accuracy. They put out some hula hoops. You throw the ball, you kick the ball, you fucking try to hit it right in the goddamn target or as close to it. You know what I'm saying, Steve?
Gotcha. Like when they used to throw, they used to have the pass through the tire and they would see during the, was it the Pro Bowl? They used to do that.
Yes.
I don't know if they still do. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yep, and I don't know if they still do that. I mean, they did that in NBA, right? I mean, they do the three-point competition.
Yeah, dunk competition, accuracy competition.
Yeah.
I think they have a horse type of game.
Yeah, I think they do that. I believe they do. But I don't think baseball has just the home run derby. They don't have any kind of fucking fielding skill showcase. Because let's face it. This fucking baseball's just about hitting.
Yeah. Well.
Oh my God. Here's what's going on. You may be able to hear Teddy in the background, and I apologize. I have no idea why he's downstairs barking, but I did just hear some fucking thunder, and now we know that he's gonna lose his fucking mind. So.
Does he have his coat on?
I don't even know where that fucking thing is. And to be honest, it didn't work all that well anyway.
Oh, I thought the initial reviews were glowing.
Oh, they were, but you know what? It's a fucking bitch to put that shit on. You gotta strap it up. You gotta make sure it's not so tight so he doesn't get suffocated.
Yeah, it does work.
I lost my entire train of thought. I don't even know where the fuck I am right now. I'm talking about an Olympic event that we got fucking destroyed at. Paper football. I was ready to go. Steve, last year, I'm coming off a fucking victory from last year. I took that fucking comp to vacation day. I fucking maximized it. Took the day off, sat on my ass.
Did nothing.
Put a fucking damp stain on a couch, I bet.
Nice.
Nice dented, damp fucking ass dent on a couch just from that fucking victory. The spoils were mine. But now, it's not looking good. I'll tell you that. I'm excited about the events in July. Mario Kart racing. All right? I'm going to practice.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to have a Mario Kart?
Yeah. And I got news for you. I think time is on my side on this one. There's not a lot of young people at this fucking company.
That's true.
You ever try to play an old person in fucking video games? It's like handing a microscope and fucking tweezers to a fucking deer. They don't know what the fuck to do with it.
Yep.
It's absolutely hideous. So I'm upset about that. That happened on a Thursday, and then I got the luxury of being able to take a half day on a Friday because we're in the time of year where we get to work later and flex on Friday is what they call it. So I took a half day off, and I had big plans.
Flex days.
I had huge plans for my extra 4 hours. I was going to enjoy myself. I was going to do some stuff. And I got home, and I decided to maybe watch a little TV. I had been complaining I don't get to do that enough. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna take some time. I got a text from Clayton. It was make time for fun. He's like, who's better than Clayton?
Just suggest, make some time for fun.
Make time for fucking fun. That's what he told me. So I'm like, you know what? God damn it. I have a half day. I'm going to make a little time for fun. I cleaned up a bit, did some fucking chores, and I'm like, God damn it, I got a few hours. Let me see what this Apple TV can do. And it turns out I turned the fucking thing on, got a software update, and then I discover I have HBO Go on my Apple TV.
Nice.
My Apple TV now has a native app for HBO Go. Beautiful interface. I think all the series that I can think of, I don't think they missed any.
There's a few.
What, like?
Carnival's not on there. There's a couple that
Carnival's on there.
Really?
Yes, it is. Bullshit.
I got to look that up then, because I've always wanted to watch it.
Now I'm thinking about it. I didn't see Deadwood.
Yeah, Deadwood wasn't on there when I looked, because I wanted to watch that from the beginning. They do have Flight of the Conchords, which made me very happy when I first got HBO Go, because I just watched every single one straight through.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got so mad when I got to the end that I knew that they weren't making any more, but...
Yeah, I think Amanda's Brothers theory is the truest one, where it's, they had all these songs, and it worked well for season one, and then they're like, fuck, we need new songs for season two, and they wrote all these fucking songs and did all the episodes, and they're like, we don't want to do this again.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, their songs are great, but some of them are fucking terrible, right? I mean, some of them don't carry an episode. The first season, there was pretty much...
The first season, the songs were way better than the second season.
Of course, and that's because they were tested, right? That one about the year 2000.
Oh.
The humans are dead. I bet you they did that probably in 2002, and it was, like, ironically funny then. And here it is 2007, or whenever the fucking show airs. They've been working on these things for like, 5-6 years.
Yep.
And, you know.
Plus, they were doing comedy shows at that time, I think.
Oh, Sandwich Humor Jeff checking in.
Arliss.
Arliss. God damn it all!
That's a loss.
Yeah, it is. It is. Where will I ever get to see a fucking whiny sports agent? Is that what he was?
Yep.
Ugh. I hate that guy's fucking face when I see it.
Yeah, I was watching the first Batman the other day, the original.
Ugh, his fucking stupid, mock funny lines.
What was his name? Robert Wool.
Yeah, Robert Wool. The worst.
Every single line he had in that movie.
Snarky and fucking...
Maybe we should call him Bruce Wayne. Oh, my God.
God, I forgot about that line. Oh, is that terrible?
Hey, can I have a Grant? They're all terrible.
Yeah.
I think they're all supposed to be one-liners. But they're like, it was just so poorly written. That whole character, like, that character shouldn't even be in the movie. I don't understand why he's even in that movie.
I don't either. What purpose does he serve? Just to
know
to be a foil. I don't know. But yeah, it's fucking, it's just hideous. And maybe Arliss was left out for a reason.
Yeah,
maybe it was left out for a fucking reason.
I think it was, and probably a really good reason.
What about Dream On? I didn't see that on there.
I don't think Dream On was
on there. What about First and Ten?
First and Ten, do it again, second season?
That would be great to watch. I would watch that.
The old First and Tens, I used to watch that, and I didn't even, like, as a kid, I didn't really care about football.
I didn't even understand any of it, but I still watched it.
Dream On.
Yeah.
I didn't understand Dream On at all, but I just knew there was tits on it.
Yeah, I knew that if I stayed up late enough, I would reach a time where there would be tits. Either that or it would be like nothing but sneak previews for some shitty movie that's coming out. So yeah, you got to hit that sweet spot.
There was some terrible ones where you really got cheated as a kid because you'd watch the entire Dream On and you'd watch it in the beginning and it would say nudity. You'd be like, all right, this one's worth watching.
No, they didn't have that right away. That shit was like in the 90s, I think they started coming out with that nudity. When I first saw it, I'm like, oh my God, my work is done for me.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I don't need to watch this one. No nudity.
Nope. Goodbye. But,
you'd watch the whole movie, the whole show, and you'd get to the end, and it would be like Brian Ben's ass, and that's all you see, and you'd be like, God fucking Brian Ben.
Terrible.
Have you ever met a person or heard of anybody else in the entire world with the surname Ben?
Never. Absolutely not. Brian Ben. What has he been up to? We're going to follow up and see what he's been
doing. Absolutely nothing unless you made
He looks like fucking Matt Lauer.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
I do remember Matt Lauer was a fucking correspondent on HBO at one point. I remember that. And I'm like, oh, this is the guy from Dream On. No, it's Matt Lauer. I thought it was L. Lauer, the way you would say it. This is Matt Lauer. People with L last names tend to enunciate that L. Kind of sounds like they add an E or an A before it. Matt Lauer.
Lauer.
There was if somebody's named like Bill and they have an L last name. Bill Limmer.
Bill Limmer.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. Okay, yeah, he's not. It's sparse. Let's just say it's sparse. Brian Ben's IMDb. You can tell when someone's on a run that there's like more than one entry for a year, and then the next year has stuff too. Like, for example, 87. He's in Conspiracy, The Trial of the Chicago 8. A Year in the Life. He did a couple Matlocks. All this other shit. And then it gets to like 94. Then we're at 97, 2000, 2001, 2007.
Starting to space out.
Just drying up. The mighty Nile, that is career opportunities for Brian Benben. Drying up. 316-768-4472. That's right. We have a phone number. It's 316-768-4472. If you're listening live, call in. Just like this person has done. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Stephen Larper. Who's this?
Frank Skintags.
Oh, my God!
What's up?
How are you?
I'm well, sir, other than a couple broken ribs. How are you?
What do you mean, a couple broken ribs? What happened to you?
Work in the oil field. Shit happens. God. It's a long story. Long and boring story.
Did you have a good time in Nashville? I saw on your Twitter that you headed out to Nashville for a bit.
Yeah, we went down there, partied for the weekend. Had a great time, actually. You should go there sometime if you haven't been.
I'll let you know right now. I was there this year, and I fucking enjoyed
really?
It. Yes. Enjoyed the shit out of it. It was great. Hung out at that goddamn Tootsie's fucking bar, drank my fucking face off, listened to some fucking yokels, hit the old git fiddle, whatever the fuck.
Why, sure. Yeah, it's a great town. Great to party in.
Love it. So what's going on, buddy?
Nothing, just listening to you and finally decided to call in. You know, I've only been listening to you since I don't even know when.
Yeah, it's been a while now. I remember, like, questioning when I saw your name. I'm like, that can't be a reference to Germ Freak's terrible fucking old man skin. And you confirmed that it was. And I was eternally grateful to you.
Well, I'm eternally grateful to you for all the entertainment you've provided over the years.
Well, thank you. I'll be sure to let Germ Freak know wherever he may be.
Wherever he may be. He shows up on my Facebook feed occasionally, so he's still alive.
Yeah, he is. I spoke to him today, and he was actually going to call in last week. And I got a text message at 3 a.m. after the show that says, "Just woke up. Sorry, was sleeping. Have weird sleep schedule now."
Is he working a real job now?
Well, that's debatable, but he's working the same one that he had. And constantly. He's never, ever stopping. I don't know how much Frank we have left in this life. This guy burns the candle at both ends, stresses himself out, he gets worried sick over fucking bullshit. It can't be good for you. He's not a slender man either.
He is morbidly obese, as I recall.
That is true. He is classified by his fucking gaming system as being morbidly obese. The thing that's supposed to bring you joy is criticizing your fucking diet and sedentary lifestyle. Terrible.
Don't make me laugh. I got broken ribs.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Well, you're listening to the right show, so that's good.
I am. Yes. All right, man. I won't wreck the flow of the show. Steve, I expect a follow back on Twitter, and I'll let you guys get back to it.
Hold on.
Will do.
Hold on. Steve, you're not following Frank Skintags?
If you just followed Steve the LARPer, I just set that up within the last week, and I had some email problems confirming it. Because my old email got hacked, and I had to get that resolved. But, yeah, I'll get you back when I get on Twitter.
God damn it, Steven.
I'll do it right now.
Fucking do it now.
This is the wonders. Look,
we have a lot of listeners, and only a few that we've known for years. And he's one of them. So, please, come on.
Yes. Please, I need all help I can get.
Just follow the man. The guy's an interesting fella. He's got busted up fucking ribs. All he wants is Steve the LARPer to follow him on fucking Facebook.
I don't know that.
Or on Twitter or whatever.
Yes, I have the ribs, so there you go.
Yes, that's right. Well, anyway.
All right. My whiskey glass is empty, Bill. Boys, so get back to it.
Please, fill it up and enjoy the rest. That's right. Who needs Oxycontin when you have fucking whiskey? What a guy. Finally good to hear from Frank Skintags. You know what? Frank Skintags
following
is being followed by Steve the LARPer. Fantastic. I was gonna say he has moved way up in the ranks as being like the longtime listener. For a while, I think it was White House Brent.
Oh. White Ass Brent?
No, White House Brent. Different guy. But yeah, it's good. You know, just good people. Checking in here and there. It's nice to know.
It's nice that there's just, you know, some people can just
show up
randomly, and it's been like years and they've been around, and it's great to hear from them.
I enjoy doing the show, and when I find that other people like listening to it, that's when I'm reminded that there are other people that listen and tune in, like NorCal Murph and
yeah,
Mark of the Beast and goddamn Sandwich Humor Jeff and all those people. It fucking warms me up in the goddamn rib cage. I'll tell you that, right
warms
in the
me up
center,
in the groin.
It does
right in the groin.
Yeah, it's a weird sensation. It's weird, not unpleasant. Stephen, you had taken some kind of mission, I guess. You've taken up some cause with this show as of last week.
Yep.
You've decided that it's your purpose to gross me out, to creep me out, to find
you. You were screaming last week. It was great. You're just like, oh!
I'm a guy who will seek videos on YouTube. I'll pick a thing and just try to find the worst of those. For a while, it was cyst popping videos, just amateurs, not in a medical office,
right?
Preferably in a garage.
No, usually it's
being operated on by some guy with a fucking butter knife.
Yeah,
they don't know what they're
it's
doing.
In the South. It's in the South. A guy's in his backyard,
yeah,
sitting on a plastic chair. That's
yeah,
usually the operating room.
And some woman in the background just screaming, like doesn't know what the fuck
going
is happening.
Up.
Is it cancer? I don't know. That was
it's
my favorite
out,
one. Beautiful. I love that stuff. And I can watch that and not get grossed out. However, you took it to the fucking extreme and found something I didn't know that existed, which is the current meme of polluted Indian rivers, apparently. We just discussed at length the Ganges last week on episode 384. Go to djnewstyleshow.com or hearustalk.com and find that episode.
Yeah, and I hit you up with another one. It was a different river in India this time.
Yeah, you sent some picture of something that looks like a street of very tiny cobblestones, except the cobblestones are made out of floating garbage.
It's a river.
It's a fucking river where there's no water visible. It's just goddamn fucking garbage. Hideous. And so now you just decided to gross me the fuck out, and you've succeeded last week.
Yep.
I don't think you can do any worse than that, to be honest. So I just want you to know that whatever you're going to throw at me this week can't possibly be it can't hold a fucking candle to a river where a fucking a goddamn gondola of IT consultants just have a fucking afternoon out afloat amidst 17 bodies of various decay.
Yeah, that's a hard act to follow, but you know, it was something fun. I figured, you know, why not follow it up?
So what do you have for me today? What are you going to try and do for me today, Steve? You're going to send me a random link on Facebook or something like that, and I'm going to click on it, and it's going to be something, and you're going to try and gross me the fuck out.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Okay, so here's one. The first one that you're sending me here. Okay, it's a picture on image. What the fuck? Holy shit. Okay, so how do I even describe this? Is that like a... Okay, there's a guy... We're looking at the back of a human, I think.
Yep.
He's at a deli or a convenience store, whatever the hell it is.
Bodega.
At the counter, buying something. And it looks like his fucking shoulder blade, has got some kind of a garbage bag sized tumor,
and it's in a garbage bag.
And it's in a garbage bag.
Yeah.
So like his shoulder blade has a huge tumor that is so big that it's stretching down his back. So it's like a cape. He's got a
yeah,
tumor
cape.
Yeah,
it's like a half cape, basically. It's a half tumor.
Okay, so yeah, picture this guy as like a comic book fan, ready to go to a Comic-Con, dressed up as a superhero, wearing a cape, except his cape is cut in half. And the bottom of it is wrapped, a fucking boulder is wrapped in the bottom of it.
Yeah, it's basically like this. The South Park. Where,
what is it? Well, do you know any story behind this?
No. It was just a what the fuck picture, and it was just posted. No story,
can
no
you
nothing.
Put
it was
the
just there.
The link into the chat room, please.
Yeah, I'll look for it.
Ah, fuck it, I got it. Jesus Christ, Steve. There it is.
There you go.
Yeah. So there it is. So this guy has a tumor that I guess has gotten so big that it stretched his fucking the nape of his neck, the very base of the back of his neck, down past his ass, down to his knees. And the tumor is so fucking big that it's bigger than his ass.
For any of the listeners, if you've ever watched the South Park where they try to give themselves testicular cancer to get medicinal marijuana, it's basically if you took those gigantic ball sacks and attached it to the back of their neck.
And the best thing is, this guy's managed to put a jacket on underneath it. And it looks like he has all kinds of like paper towels taped to it so it doesn't get chafed.
Yeah, it's not even gauze. It's like someone just cut a towel roll in half and duct taped it.
Yeah, like he just fucking had leftover scrap paper at his desk.
Yeah.
At work. Oh, actually, I don't know how he would work at a desk. How would you even sit down? This thing goes behind his ass. Do you sit on the tumor? I don't know. Like, actually,
you can't sit in a chair.
Think about it. If this fucking balance ball was attached to me via neck skin, it would kind of be the same deal. It's like a balance ball that's wrapped in your own skin. If it didn't have nerves in it, you could probably sit on it. Use it as a little desk chair. It's not too bad.
It's like he's made of Play-Doh.
Yeah. And to top it all off, this poor bastard's male pattern baldness. How many fucking strikes can you give this guy?
I don't know. Well, you know, that's humanity now. You know, usually this guy would have died in the wild long ago, but now humanity has all sorts of acceptance for people that are different.
So wait, he would have died in the wild because he would have been eaten by animals, you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
It can't be healthy for an animal to eat cancer tissue, can it?
Well, I think in the wild, animals don't make it to the point where they can develop cancer. I think they pretty much die before they can.
So if you ate this guy's tumor, would it manifest as cancer in yourself?
I have no idea, and I wouldn't eat his tumor anyway. I wouldn't eat any tumors.
You wouldn't eat any tumor juice? Would you wring out one of those little fucking...
let me think. No.
Would you wring out one of those underbelly bandages into a shot glass?
Yeah. Nice buffalo sweat shot.
It looks like there's wet, definite wet spots in the middle of those fucking bandages.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking this thing is leaking. So, NorCal Murph is saying it's not a tumor. I don't know.
I think that...
What could
I think
it possibly
that's a
be?
Schwarzenegger reference.
It's not a tumor. Well,
it's
what could it be?
Not a tumor.
What could it fucking be?
It's a tumor. I'm telling you right now,
okay,
it's a tumor.
Steve... Can you imagine? Okay, so let's say you're this dude. You're obviously a belly sleeper, right? Or are you a side sleeper?
I think you could move the tumor to wherever you want. I mean, you could sleep on your back. You could probably just move the
you
tumor.
You think he rolls it around?
Side, no?
You think he rolls it over his shoulder and holds it on top of his nuts or something like that?
I don't want to know. I don't even want to picture that. I don't even want to picture this dude.
I'm wondering how he gets the jacket on. That's what I want to know.
You can't even see this guy's face, and I don't want to see this guy's face because I think it's going to be worse than a tumor.
What if he had the most handsome face? This poor bastard is the most handsome man on the planet.
Hey.
Except he has a fucking 60-pound flesh lump that extends down to his knees.
Them's the breaks.
And in the back, not in the front, which would be somewhat interesting.
At least he can hide it from the front. You know, you could just stand, you could look at the guy from the front, and he'd probably look like a normal guy.
Yeah, I mean, it would look like a little bit of a low belly, but maybe
his right shoulder sinks a little bit more to his left.
Oh, you think this guy's posturous? He probably fused a couple vertebrae. That right shoulder is decidedly slanted.
Yeah.
Poor bastard. Poor fuck. And imagine, like, because you can't see it, right? I mean, he's got his jacket on, he's got his clothes on, I mean, yeah, his collar is a little fucked up, so maybe you could you sense something's off.
His collar
this guy.
Looks pretty straight, aside from the fucking 900-pound tumor hanging off his back.
I mean, he did as good a job as he can do. But what I'm saying is, if you're the cashier, you wouldn't really have too many clues that this guy is fucked up. So let's say
you heard the garbage bag kind of rattling.
You hear something rustling. Constantly standing under a duct, and it's just blowing onto his fucking tumor bag. What if you were a dick to this guy? He's like, nah, I can't open the drawer. I just need some change. I can't open the drawer, dude. I can't fucking help you. And then he turns away, and you see this bag. How fucking terrible do you feel? It's got to be. Yeah, you have to feel miserable.
I just don't understand why you can't just cut that shit right off. I mean, there's plenty of skin to graft everything back the way it was.
I'll tell you what I'd like to do is just take a fucking flashlight and shine it right through. Just see what it looks like.
Oh my God.
You know, like you put the flashlight to your hand, it lights your finger up like E.T. You get that red finger. I'd like to see whatever the fuck lights up there. Maybe there's like a new bone system growing.
There's a baby growing in there.
Maybe. How do you know? Maybe it's a fucking twin or something.
Now, if that's cysts?
What, a sebaceous cyst? There's no way.
Yeah. No, now...
A ganglion cyst or something?
No, a sebaceous cyst. Now, in a sebaceous cyst, it's weird because the DNA goes nuts in a fucking sebaceous cyst.
Yeah.
So I've seen ones where people had like...
teeth.
Yeah, teeth, hair.
It grows every type of tissue.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's not going to grow like a perfectly usable tooth. It grows like ribbon candy teeth. It just grows the tooth material. It's not like, oh, I'll just get a sebaceous cyst, and that way if I ever lose a tooth, I'll pop it open and brand new incisor for my birthday. No, you have like fucking tooth ribbon candy and just like fucking bacon strips of fingernails and fucking just patches of hair all through it. It's strips of every tissue. That just gets generated. It's fucked up. He probably does have teeth in that fucking thing.
So maybe he could grow a baby in there.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if a tumor is capable of growing any human tissue, you have to imagine that it is somewhat likely that it could form the pattern of a human, right?
Right. It's a tumor baby.
It could luck out enough so
like
that...
Like in Total Recall.
Yeah, so...
I'm not a baby, I'm a tumor.
Quato...
I'm not a baby. I'm a tumor.
It's just hideous. Absolutely hideous. But nowhere near as bad as the Ganges River, Steve. Nowhere near.
No, probably not. Fuck it. I mean, you had the vagina face. You had the leper.
I mean, right now, I'm watching videos. I'm trying to find YouTube horrors for fun. Like, we heard about Nick Wallenda doing the Grand Canyon thing. And I didn't watch a second of it. I was kind of excited. I was kind of excited for it. I wanted to see it, but I fucking missed it. I think like everybody else. I haven't heard anybody that saw it. Did you? You said you saw it.
I watched because what was it? It was from like 8 o'clock to 10:20. Right. It was like weird timing. Yeah, it was a very weird time for it. So I figured,
and
you know,
somewhere in that fucking huge block is 4 minutes of action.
No, well, I think it took about 25 minutes for him to go across because it was 4 football fields. I mean, he's walking too, so it's going to be a little while.
Okay.
So I figured, you know, the first at least until 9:30, it wasn't going to be bullshit because it's not going to take him an hour to go across. So I was kind of watching it in the beginning because last night, this was on Sunday, so. I watched True Blood instead, and I'm like, I'll just flip back, you know, quickly at a slow part, see if he's done. But the very beginning, from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, it was all science on Discovery Channel. And I was blown away. Like, they were talking about how the rope is made, and they have, you know, 6 inner coils, and each one of those inner coils is made up of, like, 20 other coils. And they showed you, like, the one thing I was wondering about is how they ran the cable, because I thought they just, you know, attached one to a helicopter and fly it across the freaking canyon, right?
How'd they do?
No, because the cable was something like 2,000 pounds, and it was way too heavy for the chopper to go across. So they sent the chopper across with a just like a regular you know, just like a cable, just like a regular cable, a light cable.
Oh.
And then they attached the other end to it, and then they pulled that across. It was, and then they were going into the weather, you know, like where the winds come from, like the impact on his eyes. And they had, like, it was all science. And I haven't seen that shit from Discovery Channel in so long, and I was just expecting this to be all fluff, you know, just about his personal life.
I mean, I expect, you know? I expected that. I found out that his grandfather was a tightrope walker. I don't know shit about him or his family, except that his grandfather was a tightrope walker and fucking died while tightrope walking. And I heard that. So I'm like, you know, I wonder if they have a video of this dude or his family doing their thing. Like, I wanted to watch it, and I Googled Nick Walenda grandfather tightrope, and the fucking video of the guy dying came up.
Yes, yep.
I didn't expect to see that, because he was it was like in the 70s, and the guy was 73 years old, and it looks like the rope is wavy, and there's lots of wind, and the guy has the biggest fucking smile on his face as he's trying to calm down. He's at that point where the tightrope walker just stops and does the fucking wavy balance stick move until he gets straight again, and then he proceeds. Except the shit just kept getting wavier and fucking wavier.
And then it starts going from side to side. Yeah. First it starts going up and down.
And eventually it turns his whole fucking body around, and he tries to reach for the rope, fucking whiffs, and just done. They fucking show him on the ground all slumped, fucking flattened out. That was a fucking really disturbing goddamn video. And that was... Yeah. That was a tightrope walker falls to his death. And in quotes, slow motion.
Yeah.
Unnecessary quotes. But that dude fucking dies, man. Fucking, he's got his 70s collar on, his best slacks.
And, like, he doesn't even look like he should be crossing the street without help. I don't know why the guy's on a tightrope.
Yeah, it's terrible. Absolutely awful. So I thought this would be... just nothing but like foreshadowing, like bullshit hype. Like, oh,
they did what if that a his number of times.
What if he follows in his grandfather's footsteps?
Oh, they did that on the pre-show.
Yeah. Okay. And then I got to thinking that this Nick Walenda is just never like, because he succeeded, right? I mean, easily. It didn't take too much effort. It didn't look like it was too much effort. He fucking nailed it. Walked across. And it was, like you said, all scientifically figured out. A room of engineers fucking, you know, put their brains together for a couple hours, fucking figured it out. And they're like, yeah, you do this, there's like fucking a 1% chance you'll fucking fall off. Okay, sure, I'll go with that. And then tell the media that it's a fucking 90% chance he's going to fall off, and we'll get a show going. And they do it. And it reminded me of Robbie Knievel and his fucking jumps, where it's like, Evel Knievel never made this jump. he crashed going over the Caesar's Palace fountains. He crashed crossing the fucking Snake River.
I think he crashed 90% of the time. Yeah, he lived most of the time.
Because I don't think he knew a scientist. I don't think he even knew what science was. He knew that he had a bike, and there was something that that was not connected with roads.
Yeah, I gotta go fast.
You go fast enough, man, you go in a straight line.
You go fast enough, you clear it. That's how it works.
You go fast enough, man, you can get across that goddamn chasm. And then he broke every fucking bone in his body, and that's what everybody expected from Robbie Knievel, but no, him and his stupid fucking Indian feather necklace, whatever the fuck he has.
Dream catcher.
A team of nerds who are experts at AutoCAD, who fucking simulated the exact jump. What has to happen for him not to die? And they fucking do that.
The exact speed he needs to go at.
You go this fucking speed off this ramp, you're good. It's fucking autopilot at that point. Just keep it straight.
Yeah.
No danger.
Don't turn to the left.
But he's got a new stunt. Nick Walenda crossed the goddamn Niagara Falls with a tether. Crossed the fucking Grand Canyon without a tether. What's he going to do next, Steve?
I think he's walking between the Empire State Building and
the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I would watch that. I would definitely watch that.
It would be awesome.
That would take about 3 hours. That would be great.
Three hours? No, it'd be longer than that, wouldn't it? I mean, that's a distance. How far is that
on a tightrope? It's far. because the Empire State Building's uptown.
Oh yeah,
you know, the fucking Statue of Liberty's downtown and in the Hudson.
Jesus H. Christmas Christ, fuck. Let's see. Let's search nearby Empire State Building.
It can't be from the top because there's nothing as tall as the Empire State Building uptown. I mean, unless he goes to the Freedom Tower, he'll just walk over Central Park.
Yeah, you're looking at least 8 miles.
Yeah,
uptown. 1,500 feet or whatever it was. What was it? 1,200 meters was for the Grand Canyon was 2 tons the rope. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might have been more than that. I'm spitballing there, but it was too heavy for a helicopter to pick up, so that's fucking decently heavy.
Yeah, now. Well, where is he going to fucking connect it to? I mean, what's the next tallest building?
He's probably going to connect it lower on the Empire State Building.
Yeah, to another fucking over 4 city blocks. He could be crushed at any.
I mean, does it really matter once you go above like 300 feet?
Yeah, like you're gonna die.
I mean, how many feet is it gonna take until you hit terminal velocity, and then it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's why they go so high because it doesn't matter once you hit terminal velocity.
I mean, what if they did it at 100 feet? Right. I mean, you would not be in great shape. Would you survive? Is there any way to survive a 100-foot fall? I don't know.
No, there's. There's been people who've fallen out of airplanes that have lived. Bear Grylls.
Fuck Bear Grylls.
He fell out of an airplane.
Yeah, but he had a hotel stay on the way down.
No, I don't know about that. I know the show.
State of the Sky Hotel.
But he's one of those guys that had fallen out of an airplane. Chute didn't open.
And by the way, Steve, you're being corrected. Empire State is Midtown. Uptown is fucking Harlem.
It's
yeah. I think Nick Willenda should fucking walk a tightrope from Sylvia's Soul Food to fucking Statue of Liberty or Jersey City. Why not? Just some fucking Indian.
You should do one from Hoboken to the city. Just
yeah,
walk across the Hudson River.
He should actually be able to walk on foot across the street with all of the Jersey City Indian citizens. It's fucking impossible.
Yeah.
Have you ever driven in Jersey City,
Steve? Yeah.
Have you noticed the Indian people that just fucking walk and don't look at the cars?
I'm pretty sure it's in New Jersey, that's just about everybody right now. Because of that stupid all cars have to yield to pedestrians law.
Yeah, but at a crosswalk. Law. There's a fucking clause at the end that is very important that these Indian people in Jersey City don't fucking pay attention to. So anytime you see some guy in black slacks with a white fucking pinstripe shirt and sandals with socks on, his hands behind his back, just looking up, not even looking at
white linen pants.
Yeah, white linen pants. Just walking across the street at a fucking nowhere near a crosswalk during a green light.
Yeah,
it's just a dead stop, and there's thousands of them. It's a maze. Jersey City's not fun to drive in, Steve.
No, it's not.
It is not a fun place.
So no, Nick Willenda. I try to avoid Jersey City at all costs. I mean, unless I'm going to, a Devil's game or something show down there. That's about it. Stay out of Jersey City.
All right. So
now that's Newark, actually.
I want to point something out last night that happened. You kind of became obsessed with the idea of how good a career, how good being a casting director is as a career.
Yeah, that's like, dude, that's like every nerd's dream.
Well, what were you talking about? You mentioned some choice that you would make. You said you would pick Jack Black for Metalocalypse or something.
Yeah, as William Murderface, he'd be great. He'd be perfect.
And then you got to thinking that because of this pick, you would be a shoe-in.
Not strictly based on that.
A successful casting director.
I think I could be a good casting director, but I think everybody would be a good casting director because everyone has their very adamant opinions on who should play who. And
live action, you know, Simpsons movie, who plays Homer? Go.
Oof.
Come on, shoot me some castings. Come on. Go ahead.
Come on. That takes some deep thought, man.
Well, let's do it. Let's fucking work it out right now. Go ahead.
deep thought means I have to be quiet and think for a while.
Do you realize
that's not
that,
good for radio?
Do you realize that like every internet person who says that the so and so should be whatever fictitious character is always they always pick the guy that kind of looks like him, like looks the most like him. And then when the real casting happens, they rant about it for fucking months until they see
the movie. Yeah.
Tobey Maguire never even read the comics. It was an actual complaint as Spider-Man.
Wait, who never? Oh, Tobey Maguire. No, he didn't. He never read a Spider-Man comic.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of fucked up. I mean, I think if you get
cares?
A role...
It's a fucking job where you play pretend.
I understand that. But I think if you get a role... especially as a comic book character, you should go back and read about how that comic book character acts. I mean, even if there's like a book, it's like Game of Thrones.
You're going to be on Game of Thrones as Guy X.
You know, read up on his parts. Why not?
I mean, he got the part and then he probably read it. I mean, it's not like, you know.
No, he said even after the movies were done, he never read a Spider-Man comic. That was after the fact.
Oh, shit. Well, fuck it. Who cares? He did all right.
The new guy's good. I forget his name. He was very good.
Garfield.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Garfield.
What, Bill Murray as Garfield?
No, I'm not referring to the cinematic masterwork of Garfield. No, Andrew Garfield, I think his name is.
Oh, is that his? I have no idea what his name is. It was pretty good, though.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Homer Simpson. No, they shouldn't even make a live-action Simpsons.
Guy Fieri.
As Homer Simpson.
Yo, we're going to make some donkey sauce today.
He's got to be Otto the bus driver, too.
Yo.
It's the same voice. He's got a lot of voice.
Yeah, no.
Come on, Bart, dude. Let's go. We're going to school with donkey sauce.
Yeah, but they always tend to like to have their... like every comment board on a movie that's in production on IMDb has their dream castings. Like, okay, a new fucking... Ant-Man movie is coming out.
Nine times out of ten, I think the fans are usually more accurate with the people that you play stuff than the actual casting director.
Topher Grace shouldn't be Eddie Brock. Blah, 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 blah.
I agree with that.
But who gives a shit?
Topher Grace was awful as Eddie Brock. He was terrible.
He wasn't good. That whole movie wasn't good.
And you know what's very weird? Because like people say Topher Grace... shouldn't have been Eddie Brock because Eddie Brock was like conniving and underhanded, and that's just not how you knew him to be from that 70s show. But the thing was, in the movie Predators, where he played a serial killer doctor, he was fucking awesome in that movie. I thought he was great as a dark character in that movie. So
Spider-Man 3 was a fucking abortion, first of all.
Spider-Man what? 3? Oh, yeah.
3, yes.
1, 2, and 3. The only redeeming quality in all those movies.
Listen, I don't give a shit. I'll say it.
Bruce Campbell was what held that whole fucking...
I kind of liked Spider-Man 1 and 2. All right?
One was okay, and it just got progressively worse.
2 was okay. He stopped the train with his arms.
You know what?
It was pretty hideous.
Yeah. I mean... the thing was, you know, they didn't have web slingers. That was, you know, they just made it so Spider-Man just somehow got a cut on his arm and he could start shooting, you know, shit out of his arms. Like, they fucked up a lot, man. And you know what's very sad? That was they were all Sam Raimi movies. And I really have a lot of respect for Sam Raimi, but he shouldn't have been doing Spider-Man. I'm sorry. Stick to Hercules movies and doing more Evil Dead. But no. But
I got news for you. I don't think Sam Raimi's done a good movie. I'm going to say it right now. Sam Raimi.
No. Come on. Evil Dead 1 and 2?
Terrible.
Army of Darkness was not a terrible movie.
Horrendous.
Oh, come on.
I've never seen it. I know that the internet is all a flutter for this dude and his movies, but I don't really like them.
No, like I said, I like Evil Dead 1 and 2, Army of Darkness, but no. Sandwich Humor, Jeff chimes in, Sam Raimi should have passed on making hundreds of millions of dollars, but I understand that. It's not that I don't think Sam Raimi shouldn't have taken the job, it's just that I don't think he was the right guy for the job. He didn't even do it like he did.
Other than Spider-Man, a fucking huge hit?
No, because he's always been I mean, I guess you can, I mean, movie-wise, no, but you can consider Xena and Hercules TV hits. I mean, they did a lot of episodes.
I didn't know that he did that. I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, he did Xena and Hercules. He was in them. He was Joxer in both series.
God.
He's got his moments. He's got his niche. But Spider-Man was just, I think, out of his realm. It's not like, I don't know if he's cut out for doing other people's stories. I think if it's his own story and his own thing, then he knows how to do it well. That's like taking
he did the Oz movie or no? Is that Oz the Great and Powerful? Was he on that one or no?
I'm not sure. I don't follow him religiously. I like.
Oh,
him.
He did. Yeah, he did that fucking goddamn. Drag Me to Hell. What a terrible fucking movie.
Was it? I never saw it.
Not good. Not good.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes people, their times pass. Maybe his...
Here's the thing. The guy is a creative person who made things that people love. So, fuck it. Yeah. That's good. That's all you need to be. Yep. But don't shit on him because he wanted to make some fucking money.
I didn't say that. I just said he wasn't the right guy. I didn't say he should not have taken it. No, Ken has never enjoyed a movie. Sam Richumer, Jeff checking in.
Oh, never mind. He made A Simple Plan. That's a good movie.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. A Simple Plan. Never heard of it. Apparently, Ken likes
fucking Billy Bob Thornton.
Never saw it.
You can't go wrong, Billy Bob Thornton. The man has a flawless career, except for that astronaut bullshit.
What about the one where he was the basketball teacher?
Oh Mr. God, Mr. Well, hold on. He did fuck Stifler's other mom, right? I mean, that's the whole fucking point of the movie. Mr. Woodcock fucked some guy's mom.
I never actually saw it. I just know it's rated terribly.
It's not a good movie. It's not a good movie. All right, sure. Fuck it. I don't know. Jesus H. Christ.
But yeah, I think most people would really, really love to be a Hollywood casting director. I mean,
people?
I mean, anybody. Everybody. I mean, you're getting millions of dollars for just saying, this guy would be good for this part. Let me call an agent.
All right, cool. So you think you have the skills? You think you can do this?
I do not have the skills. I have no idea how people become a casting.
No. Do you think you would be good at it is what I'm getting at?
Yeah, given time.
Then let's test your taste, okay? I have a couple of things that I prepared.
All right.
Because when you said that you would be a casting director, it kind of got me thinking that like a lot of people on the internet that love movies have their own ideas of how they would cast things and they have their own tastes, but I want to kind of get a feel for your preferences. So I'm going to do something called Who is Better, and it could be an actor, comedian, musical act, whatever, some figure, and you have a choice between one or the other, and choosing someone means that you're okay with living in a world where the other person has never existed. So I'm going to give you.
Oh, so this isn't casting for a part. This is like somebody's existence from the world. Which one would be better?
I'm determining your taste and your thought process. And the reason why I'm eliminating the person that you don't pick from the world is that so that there's some kind of a consequence for you to think about. Okay? It's not just like, well, I like the fucking Simpsons, but I'm going to pick Futurama. It's not like that. No. Now you have to consider, by picking Futurama, now the Simpsons have never existed.
Okay.
Okay.
Easy.
All right. So who is better? And keep in mind that I'm going to try and keep them similar.
I think the better question would be, who would you erase from existence?
Well, no. No, because you're picking the person you want to keep.
Okay.
That's the side of it that I'm going with. So you can't just if I'm presenting this thing, you can't just tell me to completely upend it and turn it around.
Go ahead.
Who is better, with the caveat that the person you do not pick is erased from existence?
All right.
That what you just did is like when someone pitched Jeopardy, you're like, well, yeah, I get it. You just fucking answer the question. Just answer the question. Well, no. The thing is, we give you the answer and you give us the question. Whatever. Anyway.
Do you think anybody even cares on Jeopardy? That they have to form it in the phrase of a question?
It does. And at this point, it's like,
you think they're so fucking clever that they remember every time?
Yeah, it was a good gimmick for a while. They're like, God, how can we
I just get pissed when people answer on Jeopardy and they answer the right answer and they get it wrong because they didn't fucking phrase it. Like, shut the fuck up, Alex.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so much better than me. This man reads from a card. Okay, who's better? Adam Sandler. Okay, you see where we're going now. You see what level we're on.
Or Very low level.
or Mike Myers. So now you have to choose one.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy.
Adam Sandler or Mike Myers. Both kind of has-beens. Both SNL. They're past their prime. They're their funniest materials behind them.
Right. Who would I pick to keep? I would keep Mike Myers. Absolutely 100%.
Mike Myers.
Yep.
You're going to do away with everything Sandler's done.
Yes.
Why?
Two reasons. Number one, So I Married an Axe Murderer is probably the best movie that either one of them has done.
Fair point.
On top of that...
They took turns pissing in the bitch's eyes.
Yeah, it was Stephen Wright flying the plane.
I don't think I enjoyed any Mike Myers moments in that movie. I enjoy everybody else.
Everybody else's, yeah. That's the thing. So, Mike Myers surrounds himself with better people than Adam Sandler ever did.
Adam Sandler surrounded himself with Chris Farley.
Well, okay. But anyway, we're not talking about Chris Farley. We're just talking about these two.
That's right.
Second reason, I think that Wayne's World... is more of a culturally relevant series than anything Adam Sandler's done.
Culturally relevant? What do you mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of just terms that people just pull from Wayne's World, like swing.
Oh, you know? God damn it.
No one says that anymore, but people quote that movie still. The first, like, Wayne's World, people still quote it. You screwed my career, Wayne. Gia Carrera. That movie was so culturally significant.
It affected the culture, I think, more than any Sandler movie has.
Yes, and there was a porn star that named herself Asia Carrera because she looked like Tiffany Carrera, and she is now a has-been in the porn industry.
She also thinks she's a genius, too.
She is.
I give a shit. She really is?
She's a Mensa member, and she's very intelligent. No, she is.
Yeah, but you know what? There's
so Sasha Gray. Sasha Gray is a very intelligent
Shut the fuck up! That fucking slit is not intelligent.
Yes, she is very intelligent.
You are such a fucking asshole.
I'm not. Hey, look it up.
Look it up. What should I search? Sasha Gray intelligence?
Yes.
And risk seeing someone who looks like the heart statue at the Franklin Institute, just fucking people walking in and out of it?
Yeah. Well, let's continue with the game. Now
I'm pissed off. Later. Now I'm fucking furious. I was willing to go with you on the Asia Carrera being a genius and just being enough of an asshole to have to point out to everybody. Like, anytime anybody speaks to her... They have to point out, I'm a genius. Oh, well, great. I give a fuck. In the 80s, you get fucked by fucking people with mullets. So who gives a shit?
Asia Carrera got a full academic scholarship to Rutgers University and is a member of Mensa.
For music. Relax.
Whatever. She's talented. More ways than one. All right, come on. Let's continue with the game.
Whoa, look out. Okay, so you would get rid of Adam Sandler.
There's nothing. There's the only thing I would miss that Adam Sandler has ever done would probably be The Waterboy. I mean, that's really the only Sandler movie.
Keep in mind.
What else has he really done? That's
you're keeping Mike Myers.
Happy Gilmore. Billy Madison. You think those are like
a little movie called Little Nicky?
Oh, sorry. I have totally messed up with that answer. I completely forgot about goddamn Little Nicky.
Okay, they both had a decline in their career, but I think Mike Myers has had the worst decline.
Yes, definitely. But
Sandler has kind of maintained his shittiness, so that it's almost a palatable shittiness.
That was the
all of his movies make money, whether they're shitty or not. They all have maybe a chuckle in them at least. At least.
I don't know. You ever see Click?
Click was okay. I mean, it
was nothing
great.
Funny about that entire movie. It was just terrible.
Yeah, the dog fucked a stuffed animal. That was kind of good.
I'm sure you can get that action every day with Teddy if you gave him the right stuffed animal.
Teddy's never humped anything.
Really?
Well, that I know of.
Hey, it's a plus for Teddy.
And he's an intact animal. Yeah. So moving on.
All right, next one.
I disagree. I think Mike Myers has fallen way further and needs
That's
to be put
out
That's
not the
his...
question. I'm not talking about who fell off more.
So what I'm thinking is Adam Sandler's consistently producing, and I think his shit is actually improving. That one movie with Andy Samberg was not bad. It wasn't great. It wasn't a classic, but it was better than some movies.
I mean, he did Don't Mess with the Zohan, and then Myers did The Love Guru.
Love Guru. Fucking, that's a death sentence. That fucking movie is a death sentence. The Zohan was not, that was not as bad as The Love Guru.
They were both shit. I mean,
they're both shit, but one is a tight
shit versus cat shit.
One is a tight coil with no wipe, and one is just a bag of brown water.
Yeah, no.
They're both shit, but they're different grades of shit.
All right, I think we can go on for another hour.
Well, you mentioned we mentioned Chris Farley.
Yeah,
let's pit him against another fat dude, John Candy versus Chris Farley.
Easy. Yes, I would keep John Candy.
Wow, I thought you were going to go the other way on that one.
Oh, absolutely, John Candy.
Okay.
No John Candy, no Spaceballs, no Steve the LARPer. I wouldn't exist right
no
now.
No Steve the LARPer. You would have killed yourself
in
1987.
Yeah. Yep, depression would have kicked
in. This summer isn't funny enough. Just...
No, come on. The Great Outdoors? I mean, you know what? I love Chris Farley. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I have anything against Chris Farley. I fucking love Chris Farley. I loved his skits on Saturday Night Live. Fucking way above anything Sandler or Mike Myers ever did on the show. And he was the guy that was in their movies that made their movies good. I mean, that's Sandler owes so much of his career to Chris Farley. It's fucking not even funny.
David Spade owes his entire career to Chris Farley.
Yeah, David Spade as well. But I would keep John Candy because I think that's very personal to me. I mean, Spaceballs is one of my all-time favorite movies, and so was The Great Outdoors. And
The Great Outdoors is a terrible movie.
I don't care. I don't care how terrible a movie it is. I like it.
I actually,
so that's my answer.
I had this kind of reaction when I was neglecting my lawn this weekend and just watching HBO Go constantly. I'm like, let's see what movies are. The Great Outdoors. I loved that movie. I watched it, and I'm like, I shouldn't have watched this. I shouldn't have went back.
Who wants to go take a run and suck my wake?
I should have let it be where it was.
Pontoon boat.
Ah, I gotta introduce Mr. Thick Dick to Mr. Urinal Cake. Shut the fuck up, Dan Aykroyd.
That's Dan Aykroyd. That's not John Candy.
But he's like the entire movie. Aykroyd is the entire movie. John Candy is not a fucking funny person in that movie.
No, he's a straight man. But
exactly.
Has his good points. I mean,
awful.
That was B. Arthur on The Golden Girls, you know? You got to give some respect.
So, okay, Jeff is actually bringing up a different dimension, a different side of this game. If you eliminate John Candy, actually you're really eliminating Chris Farley. But I don't know that we want to play it that way.
No, Chris Farley would have come about.
Here, I love John Candy. I love his movies. Armed and Dangerous was good. The Great Outdoors was good when I watched it first, and rewatching it was a fucking mistake. Uncle Buck was fantastic.
I loved Uncle
Here's
Buck.
Here's a quarter. Go have a rat chew that thing off your face. It's an incredible line. Even fucking Who's Harry Crumb?
I love that movie.
Fuck Chris Farley. I'm sorry, man. Sorry. Yeah, it maybe if he didn't do drugs and die in the John Hancock Tower in Chicago, maybe we would say, but John Candy's going to stay. Chris Farley, I'm sorry, buddy, you got to go. Only a couple more, Steve. I'm just curious about your tastes, and not only that, the motivations behind them. Here's something a little different. Let's leave the actors and comedians. Let's go to hip hop. Let's go to hip hop a little bit. Okay. Take you back to 1991, 1992. Cypress Hill. Okay. Versus House of Pain. You have to pick one. The other one will be eliminated. They would have never existed. Who do you pick? Steven. Fuck, did we lose Steve? The fuck happened to Steve? I'm doing this big setup.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
What happened?
I don't know. Something weird happened with my microphone.
Jesus, I thought you were being like really weighing the options.
I was. I mean, that's what happened. I was deep in thought. I would keep Cypress Hill. And I think really? we've discussed how much I like House of Pain. House of Pain, if you went back 15 years ago to 5 years ago, I would have ranked House of Pain so high on my top.
But to erase them.
I would erase them.
For the sake of Cypress Hill.
No Limp Bizkit. Limp Bizkit wouldn't exist because DJ Lethal wouldn't exist.
Oh, my
exist.
God. Imagine that. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be fucking devastating for the world.
No, I mean, that you're like you're turning House of Pain into the Jesus, basically. No, they would be saving the world from at least 6 years of shit. Okay.
Yes. Cypress Hill stays because...
I love House of Pain. I do. But yeah, I think I agree with you.
I don't like the de-evolution of House of Pain. And I think I was disappointed a lot. Like as time went on after the band broke up and fucking you had Whitey Ford.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had Limp Bizkit.
If we erase House of Pain, let's go with what are we eliminating? Whitey Ford sings a blues album. That's like 99.
La Cosa Nostra.
That's fucking half of K-Rock, 92.3 K-Rock's fucking playlist in 1999.
K-Rock wouldn't exist.
they would shut their doors.
Maybe there would still be a classic rock station in New York that wasn't K-Rock because K-Rock put all their stock in the fucking Limp Bizkit.
La Cosa Nostra, Limp Bizkit.
Yep.
All that shit goes away. And you know what? And also, you know what? The fucking soundtrack for the Mrs. Doubtfire. Whenever fucking Cypress Hill comes on,
was on the Mrs. Doubtfire soundtrack.
Yeah, fucking stupid Robin Williams does a puppet show to jump around for his fucking kids. It's miserable.
Imagine just taking
that whole scene being gone is
no, not the scene. Take out Jump Around out of all of society's history.
Yeah.
All those baseball games and fucking football games, you know, just when they played it at sporting events and they played it at your goddamn high school dance and people dance. Like, I'd rather people had listened to fucking Cypress Hill at that point, and that's it. Cypress Hill is way better. I'm not fucking with Cypress Hill.
So, you know what? Yeah, I do love.
Can't get rid of them.
I love the idea of an Irish hip hop band. They're different. They were an original in that sense.
But, I guess, yeah.
But to get rid of this is, for what it's become. I mean, I'll hear this and I'll be like, oh, I loved that, and then I'll think like of all the soccer moms that were doing their Zumba to this shit or whatever the fuck. And the fact that it kind of sounds like it might be a Cypress Hill song and reminds Amanda of the fucking Mrs. Doubtfire soundtrack.
That's terrible.
It's worth erasing that entire band. All right, Steve, one last who is better, or you have to pick one, or whatever we're fucking calling this. And we're going to leave music, comedians, and actors behind. And we're going to go to celebrity chefs, the final category.
Oh,
celebrity
Bobby Flay.
Chefs.
Bobby Flay, he's gone.
Bobby Flay was not considered for this fucking
game. God damn it. Why not?
Because he would be an instant elimination from you. Okay. Guy Fieri. Now, hold on. Before you jump on that train.
I rank people lower than
people
Guy
would Fieri. End it as soon as I say it there. They do go Guy Fieri gone.
Not a fan, but I definitely despise a lot of them.
Think before you do this one.
Yeah, all right.
Guy Fieri versus Anne Burrell. You know who Anne Burrell is? She's the female Guy Fieri.
No, she's not. Anne Burrell. Because I can listen to Guy Fieri talk for, a half an hour. Once Anne Burrell starts talking,
You're keeping her?
Oh, no, I'm keeping Guy Fieri.
Oh, okay.
I'm keeping Guy Fieri, just erase Anne Burrell off the face of the earth, because I don't know how she got famous. I don't know why she got famous.
I'm keeping Anne Burrell.
No, her. What was that show where she tried to be like Gordon Ramsay? And she's like, oh, this is shit. This is what it come
looks
out
like
of.
Looks like it came out of a lawnmower.
Yeah, what is this salad? And then like people like do like a little, like artwork on the plate. What is this? I can't eat this. Oh God. Her.
Dude, Fieri is gone, and I'll tell you why he's gone.
Nope.
Because
Amber's voice would just turn me.
As much. Let's make fun of him factor as he brings.
Yeah, dude, that's like getting rid of George Bush.
He brings a lot of people that like don't think he's amusing and think he's actually someone to look up to. And those people I want to eliminate. I don't want people to become citizens of Flavortown. I don't want them to pick up
a quick trip to Flavortown.
Yeah, we're going to drive a Camaro down to Flavortown. And put some grease on it and do a hunch over a goddamn sink full of fucking goddamn butter.
Donkey sauce.
I wish a fucking donkey would kick him right in the fucking face.
I'd keep him.
Guy Fieri's gone. Long gone. Way gone. Why do you keep him? Because of just his voice? And you can't stand Anne Burrell?
Anne Burrell, like as soon as I hear her start talking, it just it rubs me the wrong way, man. She gives me a headache. Listening to her gives me a headache. Guy Fieri doesn't do it.
Consider it this way. I knew Guy Fieri first. I was exposed to him before I was exposed to Anne Burrell. And when I saw her with the Guy Fieri haircut, I said, well, what kind of wacky shit does she do? And then she didn't do wacky shit, and I got kind of aggravated. So if we eliminate Guy Fieri, that means we can just have a fucking spiky-haired broad who does something, and I don't have to fucking pay attention or even notice it, and she can just do her shit and be out of my life too. So I'm basically eliminating both of them by eliminating Guy Fieri. I would never have known who the fuck
she was.
I didn't think she was the female Guy Fieri.
No, I understand that logic, and it's pretty sound, actually.
And also, you wouldn't have that terrible fucking Midtown Manhattan fucking restaurant, whatever the fuck. What was his? Was it Guy's Place or Guy's American Restaurant?
I don't know. Some bullshit.
Goddamn Galleritas, the gallon of margarita, it's fucking electric, Galleritas. Electric blue, served in a glass made out of salt. I don't know.
Just fine. Everything's got to be fucking extreme.
I could play the sun in the school play wearing this shirt.
Ugh, just the worst. All right, so I don't know. I don't trust a lot of your choices, Steve. Cypress Hill, good choice. John Candy, okay, I'm with you. Adam Sandler has to stay. Mike Myers has to go. That's just my feeling. Just my feeling.
Don't agree.
You sent me something. You asked me a question during prep. This is unrelated to that. We're actually shifting topics, and we're going to wrap this up.
Shifting gears.
Whoa!
As we head to Flavortown.
Steve, what the fuck is a kinkajou?
Dude, I was looking at pictures of fucking puppies on the internet. You know, I'm not one of those guys that looks at pictures of cats.
I'll admit this.
I look at pictures of dogs.
I look at pictures of puppies when I'm unable to explode and yell.
Yeah.
And I need to calm down. For example, in a situation where Amanda's parents are here and I'm upset and I don't want to go off the handle, I will retreat to a room
and I
will Google pictures of puppies to try and quell my fucking anger so that I don't make things uncomfortable for everybody.
That's probably the reason I do it too.
But I got to tell you, it's kind of fucking, it's not a good way to go. I mean, it's almost better to fucking to vent and just blow up, I think.
Maybe.
I think it's better to vent and blow up and let everybody know where the fuck they stand than what I'm actually doing, which is retreating and trying to calm myself down.
Well, no,
because
you're stewing, and stewing is bad. You're bottling it up. Everybody always says bottling it up is bad. I don't know. I think if you bottle it up enough,
Well, that's why we have this show, Steve.
I mean, you shit it out. That's true. Maybe I should go off show.
It's an outlet. It's a creative outlet. And it's also just
creative? Don't you mean angry?
In some ways, it's a creative outlet. I mean, we.
Some ways, it's angry.
But in most cases, it's a place for us to complain. And we try to do so in an amusing fashion so that other people can relate or enjoy it. But I think that kind of keeps me sane, too. If I didn't do this... And I had to take to the Google image search to look up goddamn fucking cockapoo pictures or fucking fucking golden retriever puppy pictures to get calm. It wouldn't work. Eventually, I would just fucking snap and tell everybody exactly what I fucking thought they were.
Right.
And that wouldn't be good. So I have this place where I know that I can fucking rant and rave and get shit out of my fucking system. With minimal consequence.
The night I was looking up the puppy pictures, we weren't doing a show. So anyway, I'm going through all these pictures, and you know, I saw a weird mixed breed dog, and I looked it up, and they said it was a Japanese spaniel, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? I never heard of a Japanese spaniel.
Jesus.
And I'm going through Wikipedia, and I'm basically looking up all this shit, and I find a Wikipedia page that lists domesticated animals. It was basically a list of all the domesticated animals that have ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
So most of it is like sheep and, you know, water buffalo and bison, all this shit. You know, dogs, of course, and cats. And then I get further down and I see one. And the thing looks like a monkey, raccoon, mouse, rat. And I'm like, what the hell is this thing? And it says it's a kinkajou. I'm like, that sounds like a fucking Pokemon.
Jesus.
So I'm looking it up and... Like I go to YouTube, of course, because they have like I don't know what is with Wikipedia. Like I don't know why they don't have like a video on every Wikipedia page. Like there's so many better pictures and stuff than what they have on there. But they had like hand drawn pictures, so I'm like, what the fuck? What is it? They've never been seen. So I YouTube it, and the very first one is this. Oh God, this family and this girl that just seemed. She is just the most self-entitled little fucking bitch. And she's like... Hey, look. Here we go.
What am I doing?
So set the scene up a little bit in here. It's Christmas morning.
Yeah, Christmas morning.
A huge living room with like hardwood floors and gifts.
Yeah.
Gifts are strewn everywhere. Open gifts. There's like seven
kids. Well-to-do family. Yeah, well-to-do family.
And... The interesting
dogs
thing is,
dogs barking and whining all over the place.
There's animals everywhere, and they have like those vests on. They have like fucking leash vests. Like I've seen, I saw a rabbit with a goddamn harness, a cat with a harness, a fucking dog.
Yeah, they all have harnesses on. Every animal, and they're all different animals. Got one more. And that's the father.
So this one girl gets a gift. They're like, there's one more gift left, and. She opens it and it's what? It's a box with a stuffed animal in it, Steve?
It's like a old school, you know, those baby rockers, you know, with a little stuffed animal inside of it.
Okay, yeah.
And so she opens it up and she's looking at the stuffed animal and she's like, oh, here we go.
Read it out loud.
There's a note on the stuffed animal.
What'd you get, Kaylee?
Oh, man, read it. My name is Keely.
The camera can't get it. You have to read it.
My name is Skittles and I am a kinkajou for real.
She's a kinkajou for real!
Dad, did you get her that?
This isn't even a kinkajou.
It's Justin Bieber.
It's Justin Bieber.
It's Justin Bieber.
So this kid has the most disappointed fucking dour face. And she opens up the thing, and the note says, I am a kinkajou for real. And it's like a fucking stuffed beaver. And she's like, it's not even a kinkajou stuffed animal. It's a beaver. And
what a shitty present already.
And here comes the mother with a fucking one of these animals, a kinkajou, in a fucking towel.
A real kinkajou?
like a real fucking zoo animal.
Is that a real kinkajou?
Obviously.
Mom?
It's a, no, Keely, it's handicapped.
I love the sister.
Isn't that the cutest thing ever?
Yeah, and the sister's like, oh, it's real. Yeah, it's she's like really shitty.
It's got three legs, it's handicapped.
Yeah.
Look at how cute it is.
I know my chin.
It's so cute! It's not the cutest. Caitlin, it's... And it's a baby.
Just listen.
And his name's a Skittle. Is it actually Keely's?
How did he get a harness?
Can we pet him? She drove all the way to Texas.
Really?
Really?
He's from Texas, though. Mom, so she gets a kinkajou. I don't get a simple Dalmatian.
Oh, my God.
I don't get a simple fucking Dalmatian.
Yeah. So this little bitch has piles of gifts everywhere. Piles. And he's like, I don't get my simple Dalmatian. Just absolutely hideous. I hate this fucking family.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think that's good of a fucking pet. It's a terrible fucking pet. It's a fucking wild animal. You're weird if you have this, I think.
Supposedly Paris Hilton had one, so I guess you just validated that statement.
If it's not a dog, a cat.
And she killed hers. I think she killed hers too.
She probably did. Probably stuffed it in a fucking rotten pussy. I think that if it's not a dog, a cat, a bird, maybe a fish, maybe
snakes.
No,
are pretty.
No, fuck snakes. Man, all that shit.
What?
Dog, cat, fucking bird. Fish.
I'm
is just,
having a snake.
Fish is like a live painting, basically. It's not
yeah,
even a fucking
yeah.
Pet.
Fish is like a TV. That
snake
really
is not a fucking pet. First of all, snake is a terrible fucking pet.
What about lizards?
Weird. You're weird.
To have a lizard?
Yeah. Lizard people are weird.
Oh, okay.
Just terrible.
I had a lizard when I was little.
No shit. Look at you. You're weird.
You know those little bearded dragons that you get? Not bearded dragons. The little, like, they always call them dragons. They're like, oh, buy a dragon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, what should I feed them? I go to the store in my town. Oh, you feed them mealyworms. Okay, so I get some mealyworms. You know, I put three mealyworms in there. They fucking ate my lizard. I come back an hour later. They're like, they like live, you know, worms to eat. I come back and the fucking tail is detached. Fucking one lizard, one mealyworm's going in through the eye.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
The other one's just working on his fucking leg. And I'm like, Dino's dead, Mom.
Dino?
Yeah, Dino the dinosaur. I was a fucking Flintstones fan. Well, come on.
Of course.
That's a proper name for a lizard.
I just wanted a
Dino.
Simple dinosaur. And
you I just wanted a simple dinosaur, Mom. Why is my mealyworms eating it?
Yeah. I mean, in a sense, this the other sister who wants her Dalmatian kind of has a fucking point. Like, all the comments on this video are like, the girl talking about a Dalmatian ruined the video. Why the hell do you have to keep going on and on about a Dalmatian? Whoever it is wanting a Dalmatian should go deal with the dogs already there and barking in the background.
Well, that's also true, but...
That is true. However...
Dalmatians
that argument applies to the kid getting another fucking animal. Like, you can't give one kid a fucking exotic creature, and the one that's actually asking for a fucking dog doesn't get one. That's favoritism. It's a little bit weird. It's like you asked for a fucking Dalmatian, they give you a stuffed Dalmatian with no note attached. Your sister asks for a kinkajou, you give her a stuffed almost kinkajou with a note saying, here's your real kinkajou. $3,000 fucking zoo animal.
Yeah, that's nuts, man.
And so
this is like getting a pony. This is like when kids were our age.
So it's the new pony now.
It's the new pony is yeah. A kinkajou.
So I felt for the girl that wanted the Dalmatian. I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. It is bullshit. It is bullshit. Yeah, like if I had a brother and we both asked for gaming systems, like he want, let's say he wanted the Sega Saturn for some dumb fucking reason, and I would be like, yo, I wanted the PS1. If he got the Saturn and I got like a fucking a picture
PS1
of
PS1 box with nothing in it.
Like the extra controller for a PS1 and no console, I'd be fucking pissed. So I went on their channel, and it, as it turns out, this girl ended up getting her fucking Dalmatian. and I'm totally turned around now. This fucking bitch, the most thankless fucking expression on this fucking on this bitch's face ever. Like, she's like, "Where's my dog?" Oh, there's my dog. Just no fucking excitement, no fucking laughter. Everything is just fucking dour, depressing, and terrible. And there's just these fucking people that there's a certain amount of animals that you have in your house where you're just fucking weird. Like, you can have a couple of dogs, you can have add a cat, but there's some tipping point where you get another pet and your fucking whole family is just weird.
Yep.
I don't know what the I don't know what the fuck the balance act how that plays out, but I know that there's just you get another fucking pet and then your family is a fucking pariah in the neighborhood. It's like, "Oh, yeah, that's the animal family. They get all the animals." I had a cousin who had like two horses on his property, I think. I was little, but I remember he had horses. He had a fucking a dog, a goddamn sugar gliders, a fucking like a ferret and shit. I'm like, "Dude, it's enough fucking animals."
That was me when I was little.
And then I got a dog, and I'm like, "Fuck this. I would never want another pet."
Yeah, I had ponies when I was little. I didn't ask for them.
You had ponies?
Before I was born, my family, my dad, my mom, and my brother had a Shetland pony.
Jesus.
Then that pony died, and then they got another two ponies before I was born. And then, you know, I grew up and Jesus we had Christ. Two ponies. We had chickens. We had a chicken coop with bantam hens. We probably had about 20 bantam hens, and we had two ponies, a dog, family of raccoons living in our garage. But yeah.
Well, wait, that's not like you can't count them as your pets.
No. Well, the raccoons weren't our pets.
Of course not. It's an infestation. You can't just lump that in with the animals that you maintain.
Well, I cared for one of the baby raccoons for like a month and then sent him out into the wild as a kid. The mother abandoned one of the babies, and the baby was just sitting there in our garage. So I nursed the baby raccoon back to health when I was a little child.
Wow.
But anyway,
what did they ever do for you?
And they shit all over the place. That's what they did for
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Exactly. Thankless. Thankless. Well, I don't know, Steve. Yeah, so I guess you were. You were that weird family.
But I didn't ask for it. Hey, at least we had a horse and buggy that we could. My grandfather would come down and hook up the two ponies to the horse and buggy and ride around the town and get in the newspaper.
Fantastic!
It was an amazing time in my
life.
Well,
Steve, I didn't know that you were a Mennonite, but that's great. Why don't we wrap this up, Steve? The Amish Steve.
Amish Steve, my new moniker.
Fucking whelping raccoons. Anyway, thank you very much, everybody, for tuning into the DJ New Style Show, episode 385. Go to hearustalk.com. Subscribe to all the shows like Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, and this program, the DJ New Style Show. Download them. Go on iTunes. Leave a review. Rate us. 5-star ratings are very, very nice to see. It keeps us going. It's the blood that flows through our veins. Thank you, and we appreciate your listenership, and we think you deserve something nice. Take your money. Don't spend it on another Kickstarter. Don't donate it to another fucking PayPal site for some fucking cause that is never going to fucking, see its way through. You know what? Fuck it. Take some money and give it to a good cause, but then spend some of it on yourself. Go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Buy whatever it is you had your eye on, because you deserve to be a little selfish. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, I got two things to say. Alex Rodriguez, you should shut the fuck up.
Yes.
And number two, don't forget to spay and neuter your pets.
I think I forgot that.
Hey, we all make mistakes.
I don't think it was a mistake. Teddy, you know what? You fucking massacre your animals. I kept mine intact. Thank you. Rammstein.
right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana, fuck you!